Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is by Kate Battistelli. To learn more about Kate, get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers, and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families.
Is it hard to spark meaningful conversations with your kids? Whether you're a homeschool hero, planning activities for the next family vacation, or simply gathering around the dinner table, we've got something that can help. Introducing the Daily Family Conversation Starter by best-selling author Katie Clemens. This remarkable book offers 365 imaginative ways to connect with your children in just 5 minutes each day, with prompts like, "Who made you laugh today?" or "What would you do if you had a tail?" These simple questions open up a world of laughter, curiosity, and deeper connections. From dinner time to sleepy time, the Daily Family Conversation Starter is your key to creating memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait to transform your family's daily routine into an adventure of discovery and fun. Grab your copy of the Daily Family Conversation Starter today, wherever books are sold.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Ecclesiastes 10:4 says, "If your boss is angry at you, don't quit. A quiet spirit can overcome even great mistakes." Have you ever had one of those relationships? The ones in which you find it impossible to please the other person no matter what you do? It can be difficult and demoralizing, but it's survivable if you use wisdom. Sometimes the best recourse is to keep your head down and let it just roll off your back. However, there is one course of action that will make these difficult relationships much harder to deal with and overcome, and that's if you decide to take an offense. 1 Peter 2:23 says, "He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threatened revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly." Now, I won't lie to you. It isn't easy to not retaliate, but it's the way God wants us to handle things when they go wrong. Notice what Proverbs 18:19 tells us. "An offended friend is harder to win back than a fortified city. Arguments separate friends like a locked gate with bars." We can be offended, or we can yield and humbly submit to doing things God's way, refusing to give in to pride, even when our circumstances are decidedly difficult. It's never easy to take the lower place, but ultimately, it's the best place. And Jesus, as he washed the disciples' feet, showed us the way to do it. Do the opposite of what the enemy is tempting you to do. When he tempts you to feel offended, you can instead pray for the one who mistreated you. Like the Beatitudes teach us in Matthew 5:44, pray for those who despitefully use you. Unfortunately, we won't learn to do this until we've been despitefully used. God always gives us opportunities to put his word into action. I'm convinced that whatever or whoever you're dealing with, you're never too young or too old to live like Christ and change the world. Here are some steps you can take to help you if you're enduring a trying time with someone in your life. Number one, pray. This is the most important. Submit your issue to the Lord and let Him guide you. Don't be afraid to be very specific in your prayers. God loves details. Number two, get godly counsel. I recommend getting it from your pastor or mature Christians and let them help you pray through each step as you walk out living in Christ's example. Number three, pursue excellence. Notice I didn't say perfection. Only Christ is perfect. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:29, "Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men." So don't be afraid to put in the hard work, even if you're being unfairly treated. You may not get noticed by man, but you'll be noticed by God. Number four, humble yourself. The lower you are willing to go, the higher God can take you. In fact, He will only ever exalt you to the degree you are willing to lower yourself. Serve others. Take the lower place. Help their dreams come true. And just wait and see what God does. Number five, live with integrity, even when it costs you. Your name and reputation are important to your future, and your children are watching. Do the right thing no matter what. Remember this, if you can be offended, you will be offended. Regardless of whether He allows you to remain in a less than perfect situation, take these words of Jesus in Matthew 11:6 to heart. "And blessed is he who is not offended by me." When we dwell in the Lord's presence and seek His face, we are willing to see His face in all that is around us. When we dwell on God and in His presence, even the secular concerns of this world prompt spiritual implications. God's Spirit reminds us of how to respond to the world around us, calling us to prayer and His word to be refreshed and replenished. We are reminded to pray for the concerns of this world and the people around us. We begin to see the world through God's eyes. When I want to dwell in His presence, I often ask God to let me see others as He sees them. It's amazing how your attitude can change when it's placed inside the framework of God's goodness and grace. Let's pray. Lord, make me a person who is not easily offended. Help my family love others well because you loved us so well. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.